As I look out my front window, seven mule deer are cavorting and feeding, while others lie down for a midday siesta. With the final week of the regular season deer hunt winding down, some have taken sanctuary from the Nimrods to join the urban herd. For our 30 years in Smithfield Canyon, deer have been regulars, disappearing for the most part from mid-May to July to give birth, as do the bucks, perhaps somewhat embarrassed with the strange bumps forming on their brow. Spotted fawns begin adorning our lawn in mid-July. With enough speed to outrun all but the fastest predators, mom drops her guard a bit. Bucks begin parading their new, fully formed headgear. As fall and winter approach, the neighborhood herd grows, with a few dozen hanging out when winter finally sets in. Their snow trails through the yard become conspicuous, further defined with sprinkles of fecal leavings. Out back, the steep hillside across Summit Creek becomes a winter playground as small groups run repeatedly up and down and around. Apparently, their abundant stores of energy allow them to break winter's lethargy. This is generally not the case for deer in the wilds, where every calorie is conserved for winter hardships as snow deepens and temperatures plunge. We've witnessed a few humorous behaviors during our three decades of observation. Deer are very curious, which occasionally works against their best interests. We had an especially aggressive rooster who became our feathered watchdog. A small deer herd passing through the front yard noticed the stocky cock guarding the front door and decided on closer inspection. The lead deer approached, stretching her neck and tender nose to get a closer whiff. Old Roaster Rooster gave her a welcoming sharp jab to the nose, which sent the herd bounding off. On another occasion, our tomcat found itself taking refuge under the trampoline as four deer approached from a patch of forest. The cat's movements piqued the deer's curiosity. They surrounded the trampoline, bent down on front knees with noses poked underneath for closer inspection. Poor Tom was terrified. To be munched by a deer, what a horrible end. Of course, we realize that not everyone is enamored with deer in their space. Deer can be a nuisance, causing damage to landscapes and gardens. With proper fencing and plant selection, this can be minimized. A greater concern is safety. Vehicle-deer collisions are common. Here again, with proper signage, this can be minimized. I've experienced close encounters on my bike, so always go slow when deer appear near or on the roadway. An excellent resource for landscaping is found at the wildlife.utah.gov website. It states, blending a variety of native and ornamental plants in a home landscape can create a highly attractive environment for family, friends, and mule deer and other wildlife species. Enhancing the home environment and replacing some of the lost wildlife habitat can be enjoyable and beneficial for both deer and their human invaders. This is Jack Green, writing and reading for Wild About Utah.